Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if I was looking for the broom and it was in a corner with the door open so I couldn't see it, and if I was looking for it, you'd tell me, well, that the broom's...
Well, she's got a place in that front post office to keep her hanging in there. Got a little thing on the end of it to hang it on the hook I put in there for it. People used to just put them in behind the door and in the closet, broom closet, stuff like that to hear.
You know, it used to be women did one thing in particular on Mondays with all the dirty clothes.
Yeah.
What would they say they were doing there?
Well, they usually washing. My wife started out when we was married down here. She used to wash clothes for the kids. She had to wash them and take them out in the pot and boil them.
Mm-hmm.
And then take them out of there and rinse them. That's the way she did. And then we finally got a washing machine that it would, you could wash it with turning the crank on. And dry, I mean, when she dried them, she had to run them through that thing and crank them when she got through washing.
Was there anything else, you know, other chores that they might have done on other days of the week? Like on Monday they did the washing and some other day they did something else?
Yeah, they had something about every day. Now, she stays busy for that every morning, so way after dinner of just making beds, cleaning the house, stuff like that, and she starts cooking dinner, and it's 2 o'clock when she gets to sleep. We always have pretty good dinner, but I don't eat much breakfast. I eat a light lunch. I eat a light breakfast and then a light supper. I just usually just eat a bowl of syrup for supper. We used to go out and eat fish and stuff like that. I can't do it no more. Can't get enough exercise, burn that kind of stuff up.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But when I'm working, when I'd go out on a run, I'd get up and eat a couple of eggs, bacon, and hot biscuits, jelly, honey. I like honey.
Uh-huh.
And come in for supper, well, I used to run up to Mina and come back. Get more meat give to me because I hold meat like this banking I did for the people up through there for their business, and then I'd haul meat to these little cafes all up and down the road back, you know. And I'd come in with 200 or 300 pounds of meat coming back down the road, you know. And them boys up there give me 10% on that, and then I'd charge them diamond package for bringing it back, and they'd give me more meat than I could afford to buy now. I'd come in with a big old steak like that, you know. Before I married, I'd bring it in down to this bakery down there, and an old boy, German boy down there, that's just a good all-around cook. He'd take that back there and roll out a dough, throw that thing up on that dough and season that up with sage, pepper, salt, stuff like that, garlic. Throw it in the oven, roll it up in there, and then throw it in the oven and bake it while that bread was running. He'd have that laying on top of something baking.
Mm-hmm.
When I'd come out of there, well, we'd slice that stuff. Just be as hard as that thing right there, you know. And let it lay just a few minutes out there and kind of cool a little. That'd soften up a little bit, slice that stuff, and that's some of the best eating you ever saw. Maybe have a mug of beer or something go with it.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was good.
He'd up here at Hebner. That's the kind I had. He'd run the bakery up there, but I think he done got out of that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call these things that you walk up, you know, to get from your yard and to your porch? You call those the...
Steps is all I know.
What about if they're inside the house, like you go from one floor to another floor?
Stairway.
Call that stairway.